Have you looked at the K-State wheat plot results from around the area? They are now available for you. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the multi-county agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. And you can get these K-State wheat plot results in several places, including at your local fair. At each fair, there is a booth that I've set up with the results and the wheat samples from the local plots. In addition, you can get the wheat plot results on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Most of our four wheat demonstration plots in the Sunflower District, which includes Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties, had some type of what we'll call extra stress on them this year. These yield-limiting factors are noted on the wheat plot result sheets. For example, the wheat plot at my farms in Wallace County was infected with wheat streak mosaic. As a result, the varieties that performed well in the plot were those with some level of wheat streak mosaic resistance. They included Oakley CL, Joe, and Clara CL. The wheat streak mosaic rating on each of these varieties is a 3. That's on a scale of 1 being highly resistant and 9 being highly susceptible. Now, the varieties that didn't perform as well were most of the varieties that were highly susceptible to wheat streak mosaic. The wheat demonstration plots in Cheyenne County had the least amount of extra stress. The top yielding varieties were Avery, Antero, Bird, and Langan. They yielded 96, 90, 90, and 88 bushels per acre, respectively. All four of these varieties are from Colorado State. In addition, Avery and Bird both have TAM-112 in their parental lines. TAM-112 was 8th in yield with a yield of 79 bushels per acre. In addition, the yield-limiting factors noted on the results, I have included details on the management of those individual wheat plots. They included planting date, planting rate, fertilizer applied, and whether or not a fungicide was applied for stripe rust. In addition to the K-State demonstration plot results, we have performance test results from the experiment stations in Colby and Tribune. Now, how are these plots different than our regular county demonstration plots? Well, they're somewhat different. Nearly all the varieties that we have in the demonstration plots are in the performance test. However, there are many other varieties that are also planted, including a lot of experimental varieties. Our county demonstration plots are strip-type plots, where the variety is planted once in the plot and we get one look at it at harvest. The performance test plots are replicated 4 times, meaning there's 4 smaller plots that are randomly placed in a larger plot area. The results from those smaller plots are statistically analyzed and pooled together to get the yield that you'll see on those plot results, and so you have a more robust data set coming out of those performance test plots versus a regular county demonstration plot. The plot results for both of these types of plots should be looked at together when you're making your selections for next year's wheat varieties. Now, the plot results are being set up at the local county fairs, but they're also posted right now on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. I'll also email them out to you if you'll send me your email address. Just drop me a line at jfalkjones@ksu.edu and I'll get them sent out to you. If you have any questions on these wheat plot results, please give me, Jeannie Falk Jones, a call at one of the local extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, or on the experiment station in Colby.